It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Kruemann.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. My name is Stephen Julian. I am your slightly annoying co-host for the wonderful, fantastical, incredible journey known as Product Genius with Tiffany Kruemann. Hey, what is your thoughts on salvation? Well, I know we're not going to talk about that salvation. We're going to talk about saving your tailgate on your truck. We've got a small business spotlight today, and I can't wait to talk about the tailgate saver. But I have to wait because I have to introduce the star of the show. It's Tiffany Kruemann sitting right across the table from me. Hello there, Tiffany.
Hey, I am tired.
Great. All right. So that was Tiffany Kruemann. You won't hear from her the rest of the show. Apparently, I have to do everything. No, I'm just kidding. You're tired. Why are you tired?
We have been, as you know, we've been renovating our house.
Yes.
And I mean, when people say that, they're usually hiring contractors and letting them in and out and keeping up with schedules. No, me and my husband have been renovating the entire house, top to bottom. So much so that about 11:45 last night, we were learning how to mix floor leveler and then pour it into the holes where we had dug chunks of our wood out of our subfloor. So I'm tired.
Great.
But I'm happy to be here. I'm kind of delirious tired, which is good. We'll laugh a lot.
Oh, good.
Or I'll just zone out and go on to the show.
So, ladies and gentlemen, if you hear this noise, just ignore it. Tiffany had a rough night last night, but it's all for good. She's not only has, so here's the genius of Tiffany Kruemann's. She built her business from 6 clay models that she got onto the pilot episode of Shark Tank. And she, and with the help of Barbara Corcoran, she kind of built this brand, built this product. She has launched that. She's licensed it. She's now started momgenius.com, and she helps other entrepreneurs get their products and help kind of develop and work with people. And she's got this wonderful podcast, Product Genius, and she's renovating her own house, and yet she's here to try and steer the ship of Product Genius. But I guess this is one of those days where you really are glad you have a slightly annoying co-host with you.
Oh my gosh, you have no idea.
All right, so if you if I need to wake you up, but I kind of have a feeling that our guest our partner, who helps power the show, is going to help you power through your fatigue today. So it is always a pleasure to welcome Gifford Pace from Fulfillment Strategies International. Gifford, are you tired this morning?
No, I'm not. And although I was working till 10 o'clock at the warehouse, filling some e-commerce orders. So no, I'm
but
not
you,
tired.
You weren't having to put leveler down in the warehouse.
We were not leveling the warehouse. So,
FSI3PL.com. For those of you that are building your business and building your brand and you need to ship your products, you need some help with logistics, Fulfillment Strategies will not only help you achieve that goal, they become kind of a partner. They are geniuses at logistics. You know, I was listening to our last show, Seth was on, and he stopped short of calling FSI a genius. I will not stop short on that, Gifford. You guys are geniuses. So let me say it for you, right?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Absolutely. And you guys are the power behind the Small Business Spotlight that we're doing today. So thank you for being a partner and being part of the genius crew of our show. And so we are thrilled to welcome our guest. And apparently he's got not only the job of doing a great interview, but he's also going to keep Tiffany energized and awake and talking about his product so much that, and I'm sorry, Tiffany, you did say that. And I think I've referenced it 3 times. That's the last time I'll reference it. We're thrilled to welcome, Mike Hayden. He is the inventor, and I guess I don't want to say it. He's the developer of the tailgate saver. Mike, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
Now, and I didn't go over this before the show, so everybody on air gets to listen to me make a fool of myself and not clarify it. When it comes to the tailgate saver, would you call, is it an invention? Let me just ask, are you the owner of the company, the inventor, the entrepreneur? What do you call yourself?
All of the above.
There you go. All right.
Just my wife and I, we are the ones that ship the orders out, package the orders, mm-hmm. Get the product made and developed and manufactured. And
all right. So
we know somebody who can help you with the shipping part. The rest is all on you.
Yeah,
right now.
Absolutely. So we can take one of those hats off if you want to. But so we'll just call you the man of many hats.
And we're located in Atlanta.
So. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So Mike Hayden with the tailgate saver. So we settled you're the man of many hats. You and your wife kind of handle everything. But What I love about your product is it's very descriptive. The Tailgate Saver is very descriptive of what you of what it does. But I'm going to get out of way and let you talk about the product and exactly how it does what it does. Tell us about Tailgate Saver.
The Tailgate Saver is a product that, as you could guess, it saves the tailgate. And what I'm talking about is the multi-pro tailgate that's on the new GMC Sierra pickup trucks. It's the multi-function tailgate that does several different things. And then the great thing about my product is when the same tailgate is on the Chevrolet Silverado trucks, it will also protect those tailgates. And what happens is whenever you're using your trailer, you put your trailer hitch in the receiver to hook up to it and do your towing. When you're done with your towing, most people are used to leaving the trailer hitch in the receiver. If you do that and you've gotten used to lowering both tailgates, the ball on the trailer hitch will damage the tailgate.
See, when when I first heard of your product, my first thought was, wow, what a major design oversight on behalf of that company. And I love that
is correct. And
you decided to fix it, even though they are the big guys. You were not scared to go after fixing this problem.
That's right. And to this day, there is still not a fix from the manufacturer.
Good for you.
Except for your product.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's the one thing that I wanted with this product is, you know, over time, there's just so many products and services and whatnot that are just complicated. This had to be simple so that anybody could protect their tailgate. It installs in less than 10 seconds on most trailer hitches. And once it's installed on the trailer hitch, it becomes one with the trailer hitch. So if you were to remove the trailer hitch from the receiver, the tailgate is still attached. The Tailgate Saver is still attached to the trailer hitch. And it's all removed in the same time.
All right, Mike, I call myself the slightly annoying co-host. The reason I do that is it allows me to ask at least one really stupid question every show and not get in trouble. It also allows me to ask questions that might kind of push against people that they go, "Ooh, I don't know if I like him asking that question." Well, I'm slightly annoying. I'm allowed to. I think this is the former rather than the latter. So let me ask it this way. When it comes to and I think you said the GMC and you also said the Chevy Silverado, when you talk about these multi-use tailgates, there is a portion of our listenership that doesn't know what you're talking about. So talk about what makes those multi-use tailgates multi-use. What exactly are you talking about and what they do that causes the problem with the trailer hitch?
Mm-hmm. So most tailgates on a pickup truck, when it lowers, it's one piece. On these trucks, it's actually two pieces. And what it does is the main function when you lower the inner tailgate, it allows you to reach further into the bed of your pickup truck than if you had a standard tailgate. The other thing that it does, if the tailgate is in the up position, it's designed in a way to where you can go to Home Depot and get a 4x8 piece of plywood and lower the inner tailgate with the tailgate in the up position, which allows the plywood not to stick up as high, so you can see out your rear view mirror better.
Got it.
But most people use it to either step up into the bed of their truck easier or to reach further into the bed of the truck.
And the problem that has occurred is if those trucks have a trailer hitch attached on the back, when it's doing this multi-use purpose, it will actually, what is it, dent the tailgate? It damages the tailgate.
It damages it just in a way that's just when it happens, and it happens so quickly. But when it happens, it's just one of those situations where there is no going back. It's done. And then you're going to spend $1,500, $2,000 at the body shop to have your new tailgate repaired.
So that often, that obviously happened to you, right? Is that how this all occurred? You did it. It dinged yours.
That is correct.
Then did you go to the dealership at that point and say, "This is crazy. It's damaged my thing." And then what was the result?
I didn't go to the dealership and say, "Hey, you should have told me," because I knew it was on me. I knew the dealer wasn't going to do anything about it. But one thing that occurred to me is, how many thousands of these trucks are on the road today, and how many people are just like me that do towing every now and then, and they are just used to leaving the trailer hitch in the receiver. So I was thinking about those people that it's going to happen sooner or later.
Yep.
And I've had some people tell me, well, just take the trailer hitch out. Well, yeah, that's all good and well. That is what you would do. But the truth is, we're all busy. We're all living right. These crazy lives and putting filler in our floors at 11:45 at night. And you just get busy.
Yes.
And you don't think about it because of life. You just go to the next thing. You unhook from your trailer. You pull around the house. And in my case, this is what happened. My son, he watches what I do. And all of our kids watch what we do. So my son, he knew that, you know, that I love this tailgate. It makes things so much easier. So I was using the trailer on a Saturday morning. It was time to go to the ball game, pull around the house. He lowers both tailgates to throw his back bag into the back of the truck. That's when it becomes damaged. So, you know, I'm not blaming him, but that is how the tailgate saver was born. You know, a mistake and something that I had done, not removing the trailer hitch. And, I just thought, you know, we're not the only people this is going to happen to. This has got to be a simple solution to this huge problem.
We're speaking with Mike Hayden. He is the inventor of the tailgate saver. He's going to give the website at the end of the interview. I'll give it halfway through, trucktailgatesaver.com. He'll tell you again at the end of the interview. But Mike, let me ask this question. So we've talked about the problem. The solution that you created, I'll describe it as I'm not going to describe it. I'm going to get out of your way. It attaches to the trailer hook. What exactly is it and how does it solve the problem?
Okay. Well, what it is, it's a metal contraption that slides onto most 2-inch trailer hitches. Before you put the trailer hitch in the receiver, you put the tailgate saver on. There's a couple little bolts that tighten the tailgate saver to the trailer hitch, which keeps it from rattling. There's a little bit of play on the tailgate saver, so it keeps it nice and snug on the trailer hitch. And then what happens is when the tailgate saver is installed on the hitch, if for some reason both tailgates are activated to lower, the inner tailgate will rest on the top, the platform of the tailgate saver, which keeps it from hitting the ball.
Almost like a bumper, correct?
Ooh.
That's exactly right.
I like that.
And there is a metal pad on the top of the tailgate saver that is durable enough to protect the tailgate, yet soft enough to cushion the fall.
I like that. Okay. On your website, it says it installs, quote, in less than 10 seconds with no wires to find, cut, or splice.
That is correct.
Really?
That is correct.
You know, the ultimate test of that would be if I could install it in less than 10 seconds.
Anybody can install it.
Okay, because you take the trailer hitch out, you attach this, you slide it in with the trailer hitch at the same time, and a couple of bolts, and that's it. That's all there is to it.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it. And the great thing about this product, it does not void the warranty of a brand new truck. If you go and you start cutting on wiring harness, guess what? You voided the warranty on the truck. So this product is just something that it's simple. Anybody can do it. And it's going to protect that tailgate. It's going to keep you from spending thousands of dollars of having it repaired.
Mike, I'd really like to talk because of who our listeners are. I'd like to talk about the fact that you were not scared to come up with the solution. And then most people's first thought is, I'm going to come up with this and the big guys are going to steal it. I'm going to put it on the market.
Right.
You know, Chevrolet is going to take it. They're just going to knock it off and they're going to sell their own version. So I'd like to hear the journey of from once the product was already ready, once it was ready to ship and already sold to customers, mm-hmm. how did you reach out to the dealerships you're now working with and how did you make progress with them and actually basically do business with them? You started doing business with the very people who should be producing
this
themselves. And then what is your next plan in that? Do you hope to license to them one day? Do you hope to sell this to them one day? So I'd like to hear both of those if you don't mind.
Yeah. So The first thing I did before I really told anybody about the product was I started the patent process, mm-hmm. because I knew that this is probably something that the big manufacturers could just very easily, you know, add it. It, you know, with the truck, you know, there's so many different accessories or whatnot. So I got the patent process started, and then I showed the idea to some friends and family, and they were just absolutely blown away with the product itself and the problem it solves. And then when I got to a point where I was really wanting to launch it and start offering it to whoever might be interested, I went to the dealership that I bought the truck from. Went to them first, and you know, I just asked a simple question: hey, you got these trucks on the lot, has GM come up with a solution for the problem? And at first they didn't know what I was talking about, and I was like, all right, come on guys, you all know what I'm talking about, the problem with the tailgate if the trailer hitches in the receiver. And then that's when they basically you know, dropped their head to the floor, and were like, you know, they were like,
I gotta interrupt. Mm-hmm. Was it like that commercial where the tailgates drop as they see that truck drive by with the multi-use, you know, they have that, everybody's mouths fall open? Is that what you saw at that moment?
Well, it was more of a, yeah, we're selling a product that has a major flaw.
Yeah. Oh crap. I didn't think about that.
Right.
So then I told him, I was like, well, look, here's the deal. I have a solution. And the general manager of the dealership, he looked at me. He's like, you have a solution? I said, yes, sir. And the great thing about it, my website went live the night before. And I said, hey, look, I know you're busy, but when you get a second, just pull up the website and take a look at the video on the website. And 10 minutes later, he called me. He said, Mike, this is amazing. We have to have those. And then he encouraged me. He said, you know, you need to go to other dealerships and tell them and show them exactly what you've shown us. So I've got a handful of dealerships in Atlanta that are now offering this product to their customers as an accessory. And some dealers are actually using it to close a deal if they have to. If you have a guy that comes in, he mm-hmm. loves the truck, loves the tailgate, but he's seen some of the reviews. Maybe he has a friend that has already damaged his tailgate. The dealer might throw in the tailgate saver for free,
right?
Just
right.
to close the deal. To sell
I
the truck.
Absolutely love the path you took with this. That most people jump, you know, I want to reach the president of Chevrolet and I want to sell them the whole thing for mm-hmm. millions of dollars. You were smart mm-hmm. enough to go into the same dealer you bought your vehicle from, talk to the you know manager, whatever they're called there, general manager, mm-hmm. and make some traction. I mean, that's impressive. We've told people in the retail space, I've told them time and time again to do the same thing. Try to go into your local mm-hmm. CVS and get, you know, the 10 stores around you and work your way up. Yeah. Everybody wants the, you know, Shark Tank millions, and you've done it the
smart
way.
And, you know, GM is such a big company. You know, if I start calling, right. you know, Michigan or whoever, you know, they're not going to answer a call from
That's
me.
Right.
But eventually my product's going to get in enough
yes,
dealers
is.
and a national parts guy is going to walk in one day and to meet for a meeting or whatnot. And he's going to see this product. And then, you know, that's the hope. And then, you know, that maybe that's the guy that says, okay, this has got to be in every dealership around the country. But really, long term, what I would like to do is license the idea to
right.
GM.
Yeah.
So that's mm-hmm. my long term goal.
So when did the website go up? How long has Truck Tailgate Saver been around?
It launched earlier this year. I want to say in June.
Okay, so we're about 6 months in as of this recording. Okay, so and if people were to go to your website today at trucktailgatesaver.com, they'd see a list of some local pickup options here in the Georgia area. I'm assuming you've also had some people who have bought it individually in other states. What kind of stories?
That is correct.
Yeah, what kind of stories are you getting from some of your customers?
As far as out of state, I haven't got a huge response from the ones that we've shipped to out of state. But I've got a few people locally that have, you know, seen the product in our local dealership and, you know, that know me personally and have just, you know, contacted me with, Mike, this is such a great idea. This is such a great design. It's simple. And, you know, I love the fact that now I don't have to worry about my my tailgate being damaged if my trailer hitch is installed in the receiver.
So, and then going back to the very beginning of this interview, when we were joking about you wearing all the hats, is at this point in time, how is the product being made? Is it being manufactured somewhere off site? Talk a little bit about how the product is actually made.
Right now it's being made, by a person that I know, have known for many years, who is a metal fabricator.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
You know, he was one of the first people that I went to and said, "Hey, I've got this idea. I've got this design that my father actually helped me with." And the metal fabricator actually used to work for my father, years ago. So that's how I knew him. Said, "Hey, you know, we got this idea, got this design, got this solution for a major problem. Is this something that you can manufacture for me in the beginning stages?" He said, "Absolutely. We can mass produce however many you want." So I go to him, I tell him exactly how many I want. He manufactures them. I pick them up from him, take them to a local powder coater in the area, they powder coat. And then my wife will go and pick them up. And then from there, we, you know, put some finishing touches on it. You know, we got a sticker that goes on it that basically, you know, lets people know that, you know, where it came from. One thing that we want to make sure people don't do is, you know, they don't use it as a step, because that's not what it's for. So we put that on there. And then we package it up and deliver when they're ordered.
So clearly, as this goes to other dealerships, as other dealerships start to pick this up in other states, there will come a point where this will have to be scaled, right? And that's
that is correct.
Yeah. So, and Tiffany, I'm gonna bring you in to ask a question, because anybody that's listened to this show for a while, there have been debates about when exactly do you get the patent, and this is a little different. He got the patent first, but and I'm going to ask you, as someone who I have heard you say on past shows, man, don't go for the patent right away. Mm-hmm. In this scenario, it made a lot of sense. Would you agree with that for protection?
I think his explained itself. Like, it wasn't this new, I'm going to try to come up with something cool. It was just a simple solution to a real problem. Right. And it didn't exist from what he could tell in his patent search. So why wouldn't you file something at that point?
Well, and if your end goal is clearly going to be, because this isn't for all trucks, for normal tailgates. Yep. This is for the multi-use on the GMC and the Chevy Silverado. So,
and he probably and hopefully had realistic expectations of what he was doing with the patent. You know, he was filing it with the intention of licensing one day, but he didn't think that it was his end all be all. And it was his protection against these big corporations, because it's not. He's still going to have to battle it in court. If it comes down to that.
All right, Mike, let me throw it back to you for another quick question. In your story, you're talking about this metal fabricator, and you're talking about he worked for your dad. It sounds, you know, as also the case, Tiffany's story is she was working with a special needs child, and that led to the development of her product, her first product. Mm-hmm. It sounds like maybe there was some background in fabricating, working with metal, being around trucks. It sounds like this wasn't just you're some weekend truck driving, hunting warrior who came up with this idea. Sounds like there's some past in the family of kind of being around making products or making things with metal.
There's a little bit of history with my father and the fabricator. They were actually in the precast concrete construction business for many years. So that's where the design, you know, details came from. And then of course the fabricating of the product itself.
I think that's a huge piece of your puzzle though, because if you hadn't been exposed to that and you didn't know that world even a little bit, you might not be as inclined to go for it.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, it's just who he knew, right? I mean, knowing that fabricator guy to start with, just, hey, can you prove this concept? And at least to this point in the journey, he's been able to kind of fulfill your orders, and he gets, you know, he's working too. So that's helping too. So, man, what a fascinating story. Normally at this point in the interview, I would usually kind of ask some question about, hey, what do you see in the future? But I think you've already laid it out. There are plenty of people who are buying these GMC and Chevy Silverado trucks with multi-use tailgates, and if they've got a trailer hitch on them, they need this product. And if anyone from GMC, if anyone from Michigan or high up wants to solve this once and for all, I think Mike might be open to talking to you guys because he's created the solution and he's a reasonable man.
That is correct.
And so, I don't see this as an easy fix by these corporations either. You know, a lot of people would, some people that aren't, don't know this industry might go, well, they're going to change that design flaw. Not for quite some time, probably. No. I mean, that's not, that's a million dollars.
It's a specific niche fix, right? You have to have
that tailgate.
Right. So. And so now to be able to add this on to somebody who's already done the patent work, it's a no-brainer for me, but
it's
also brilliant
for the giveaway thing. Like you said, if someone buys a truck, they get one. I mean, that's nothing for them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly right. I mean, it would be so easy for them to have one in every truck.
Well, Mike, what a fantastic story. I've already given the website, but I'm gonna get out of your way and let you do your best car salesman pitch of the tailgate saver. And for those people who have a multi-use tailgate and also have a trailer hitch, they definitely need to go where and do what?
Yes, so all they have to do, the easiest thing to do, is to go to GMCFix.com, GMCFix.com. And then from there, they can look at the different videos about the product. They got a quick install video, how to quickly install it. And then also they can order the tailgate saver for $95, which includes shipping to pretty much most of the continental U.S. So very simple, GMCFix.com.
See how I was slightly annoying there, Tiffany? I gave technically the wrong website. That's an easier website, GMC Fix.
You gave the correct website, you know, as I mentioned earlier, the product had to be simple. So I have a separate domain name. GMCFix.com is much easier than TruckTailgateSaver.com.
I love that. Yeah, that is easier. And it takes you right to Truck Tailgate Saver. And much That's like correct. The product, the website's super easy. I mean, there's a minute and a half video. Yep. You see it at work. It talks about how it works, and it's got the local pickups, and it's got all the right things. And I'm gonna say the biggest thing I heard that was huge, first of all, the 10-second installation, but it does not void your truck factory warranty. That is
a huge deal.
Yeah, that's absolutely
huge. Do not
void
the warranty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whatever you do.
Well, Mike Hayden with the Tailgate Saver, thank you so much for being on the program. We really appreciate you being here.
I appreciate y'all having me on the program.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mike.
Absolutely. Tiffany, what a great story, right?
I'm going to do my best to get some eyes and ears on his product once we get this episode ready, because licensing this now would just be phenomenal.
Yeah. And Gifford, it sounds like at this stage of their of the buildup of their business, and we've talked about this with you and Seth many times. One of the things you guys bring to the table as a logistics company that's very different than other logistics company is you want to be more than just fulfilling orders. You really want to kind of help them talk about the right growth at the right pace and kind of be a consultant to some extent. Sounds like at this stage, they're kind of handling it all in-house. It hasn't taken over their whole garage or their whole bonus room. Does it sound that way to you, Gifford?
Yeah, that's what I heard. But I think the growth potential on this is just incredible.
Huge.
I mean, and the ability to ship domestically, most of the trucks I presume are being, you know, manufactured and sold here in the U.S.
Yeah.
We can take care of that for him. We've actually got we work with a couple of automotive companies. And so I was going to try to look into our contacts and see if I could help connect him from that standpoint, because I mean, just it's amazing little product that, oh, I don't mean little, but I mean, it's an amazing product that is pretty cool.
Pay $95 bucks to save $3,000 worth of damage.
You know, and I'm looking at this thing going, okay, that little jewel weighs probably, you know, a few pounds, you know? So
hey,
yeah.
Mike, are you still on the line? Is Mike still with us? Let's see if we can hear him. Oh, man.
You're breaking one of the rules,
I'm
Tiffany.
Sorry.
You're bringing the guest back on after we've already
said. I wanted to bring him back on and invite him over.
All right, he's here.
Hey,
yeah,
Mike.
I'm still here. Somehow I got muted. So
Mike, I haven't been over to FSI in a while. All this COVID stuff happened. You know, precautions were put into place. They're not as strict, I guess, now. I can possibly visit in a few weeks. So Maybe you can go with me or meet me over there and see their facility. I'm going to go up for the first time in quite some time. Maybe Stephen can make it that day too. And
Gifford, am I invited too?
We'll go drive the forklifts around. I'm just kidding. We won't do that. Stephen gets mad every time I say that.
Not allowed to do that.
We don't do that. Say that. That is top secret. But
yeah, that'd be great. We would love to have you out because, by the way, Mike, we are located in Letha Springs, so just off Thornton Road. So when you say Dallas, yes, sir, we're like we're just right around the corner. And,
yeah, Amy Ash is actually the one that connected me with Tiffany, and you know, she was huge, instrumental in getting all of this put together.
Yeah, she just texted me. She said, "Hey, he's a good friend of mine," and I said, "Well, I'll mention you on air and kind of thing." And so, yeah, she's down. Wonderful. She's actually down at the other end of the building working with one of our larger clients, and so she's a wonderful person. So, yeah, she had good things to say about you.
And we know enough about your new warehouse that the other end of the building means that's a 30-minute walk for you, Gifford. Yeah. So I'm glad she could text you.
Football fields later,
exactly.
You know, kind of thing.
Exactly. Wow. All right. So, so we've had a great show. We talked to a great small business, spotlight. We did some networking on the air. We gave Amy a shout out. Tiffany has, stayed awake the entire time, asked some great questions. Actually, Tiffany, I think asked the best question of the whole interview. So kudos to her, hats off. So rather than do this in our standard way, we brought the guest back on. So I think I'll just say goodbye to everybody all at the same time. And hopefully Gifford, now, and Gifford, you didn't officially answer the question. Am I allowed to come to the warehouse too?
See, that was where I was also going to add. You actually tried to sneak your way into a meeting. So yes, well, you can come on.
Yes.
Well,
I don't want to. All right. I will help buy the lunch for everybody after.
Oh, well, now you're definitely invited. See, that's good.
So slightly annoying. I had the in, and then I just went ahead and
you should have led with that.
I should have left that out once you said, okay, anyway, now we're wasting people's time, and I apologize. It's all my fault. So I want to thank Mike Hyden for being our guest today. I want to thank Gifford Pace and FSI, FSI3PL. If you are building your business and you've got a product that you need logistical help, talk to them. They won't just sell you stuff. They'll actually partner with you, be that logistics genius for you. So for Gifford and FSI and for Tiffany from MomGenius.com, this is your slightly annoying co-host, Stephen Julian, saying we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.